Thank you, Daytona Beach. We're listening to WDBO on AM 580 and everywhere you go with the WDBO app. This is Orlando's news and talk, WDBO.
7:39 on a Thursday morning. I'm Scott Inez, Orlando's morning news here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk. Well, you probably know some folks, I know I do, who during the pandemic especially decided to say, take this job and shove it to start their own businesses. Sounds good, right? Are these entrepreneurs happier than all of us? Let's check in with Denise Gosnell. She is the author of The Vacation Effect and a work-life balance expert. And Denise, I've always wanted to go out on my own and start my own business. And who knows, I may take the plunge one day. But working for yourself, it sounds great, but how have Americans fared in going out and starting their own thing, especially during the pandemic, Denise?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Scott, and thank you for having me today. So, you know, there was a recent study that was done right before the pandemic that was published in the Journal of Business Venturing. The study was done by Martin Obshanka and his colleagues, and it actually found that, and it kind of surprised me, that entrepreneurs in general tend to be happier than people who work for someone else just because of the control and autonomy they have over the work, because they're the boss themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, there's a but there, right?
Yeah, there's a but. But that doesn't mean entrepreneurship is perfect, is what I was going to say.
Right, yeah. I mean, not all entrepreneurs set themselves up for success, right? I mean, some of them certainly working long hours and at first little pay and are probably, you know, theoretically a lot more stressed than they were before working for the man.
Yeah, they both have their pros and cons for sure. You know, I have three companies in three different industries, and there's ups and downs in business. And I love being an entrepreneur, and it would be hard to have a boss again after I've been my own boss for over 20 years. You know, but at the same time, I have the stomach for handling the ups and downs of revenue that can come, especially in the beginning. And sometimes even as things are thrown your way, like the pandemic and changes in economy and inflation and supply chain problems and whatnot. You can really it comes down to having a plan. Mm-hmm. You have to have it's good to have, you know, 3 to 6 months of savings to where you could, you know, pivot if things come your way, or just be willing to adapt and change direction quickly if you have to.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that, because my next question was, what kind of an advice, with you having three companies, what kind of advice, further advice, would you give folks who are out there, they're working for the man, they're not getting anywhere, they've always wondered about going out and starting their own business? What kind of advice, other advice, would you give them?
Yeah, so there's two things they could do there, Scott. That's a great question. You know, one way would be to try to negotiate with their current employer a better situation where they don't have to go on their own, you know, if they don't really want to. You know, you can negotiate. Even when I was an employee in corporate America, I negotiated sweetheart deals before people were doing it. Like, I had a 4-day work week, you know, 20 years ago when no one else offered that. I was able to work remotely 15 years ago when I worked for someone else in one of my, you know, professions where no one else was doing that. And what I did was I actually negotiated with the boss and said, look, if I give you X result, this big thing that you want, you know, whatever it was, revenue or outcome that they wanted, I knew they cared about the most, then I'm asking you to give me this. And then I delivered on that, and they gave me what I wanted. So, like, that's one way you could do it. But if you really want to try your hand in entrepreneurship, I mean, it's one of the greatest rewards you can have. But I recommend you either have that buffer of savings, or if you're not able to do that buffer of savings, that you, if you can, maybe do it on the side first and make sure that you're even capable of generating the money on your own, and that you have the stomach for the ups and downs of that. Mm.
Denise, are you available to become my agent in the future? I'm just wondering.
Scott, just reach out and we'll chat.
All right. Sounds good. Denise, thank you for your expertise this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And if anyone wants to know more about my book, they can learn at vacationeffectbook.com. And thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Denise Gosnell, she is the author of Vacation Effect and a work-life balance expert. She's got three companies. Very successful. 7:44 now. WDBO. Let's get your 5-day. It's brought to you by the great folks at ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services. Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry.
Scott, another morning.